I won't be before you long. But this intro is coming out strong. Shout out to the hoodie man. What's really goody, man? They were more stacked than a cookie man. Ay. Most ignorant man in the hood. 330, throw it up. What's good? Battle rap recap, dynamic duo, Waybird, Wave Gang, understood. I'm the best, better ask around. If you don't think you can catch around, I get money all day doing intros. What you think? I sit around and do nothing, you out your mind. But it ain't about me, so hit the like button and subscribe to the channel. And most importantly, put your hoodie up.
I stay with my hoodie up.
Oh, hoodie. I'm knocking the game down.
Oh, hoodie.
I stay with my hoodie up.
Oh, hoodie.
I'm knocking the game down.
Oh, hoodie.
I'm knocking the game down.
Oh, hoodie.
I'm knocking the game down.
Oh, hoodie.
I stay with my hoodie up.
Oh, hoodie.
I'm knocking the game down.
Oh, hoodie.
I stay with my hoodie up.
Oh, hoodie.
I'm knocking the game down.
Oh, hoodie.
I stay with my hoodie up.
Oh, hoodie.
I'm knocking the game down.
Oh, hoodie.
I'm knocking the game down.
Oh, hoodie.
I'm knocking the game down.
Oh, hoodie.
I stay with my hoodie up.
Oh, hoodie.
I'm knocking the game down.
Oh, hoodie.
Okay, this time my girl ain't bugging y'all. This time it was me.
Here we go.
This time it was me. This time. There's a bottle on my phone right
there. What you do, y'all, man? Just get to it.
I don't give it nothing that we can, so I rise above it. But I'm going to be in this last motherfucking call while I'm going through it. When I go through stuff, I'm going to be in the luxury stuff. I'm not going to be broken debt now. I'm going to be in luxury. Going through, I've been homeless too long. I'm going to be in a luxury stuff dealing with my problems. I'm not going to be broken down or homeless dealing with it. Nah, that's too much. I'm going to be in a luxury. I'm going to be coming out of suits, different outfits, nice clothes, my game, my shoe game, everything's going to be put together.
Stop right there, bro. Now, I want everybody to understand, like, the type of individual we talking about, because this nigga is literally saying that when he goes through it, he gonna go through it in luxury. But his definition of luxury is the clothes on his back, the shoes on his feet, and somebody else's car that he is being Ubered around in. That's his definition of luxury. But go ahead, bro.
Nigga is fucking terrible. If they made a Simp Chronicles, it would be about this nigga.
That's
the first thought your mindset is fucked up. The fact that you're gonna sit here in front of, I would say, 149 viewers and tell these motherfuckers, hey, it's cool being homeless as long as you fresh with it.
That's what he's saying.
So it's cool to add a brand new J's if you ain't got a house.
That's luxury.
You sleeping in a Maserati. I ain't gonna lie, that dude sound kind of cool, but not necessarily if you're homeless. Like, if you did it and you had a house, but you just did it because you was drunk and you ain't want to go in your house, it's totally different.
Facts.
That nigga is saying that is his house.
No, this nigga defined luxury as being in somebody else's shit.
Yeah, you better off living out your car. At least you can say it's yours. You can't go living with a bitch and then talk about all this bitch dirty for kicking me out and it's her place. Like, what the fuck? Like, oh, but it gets worse, ladies and gentlemen.
A lot worse.
It gets worse, ladies and gentlemen.
I've been homeless too long. I've been down too long. You know, Battle Truth is happy that I'm up. I'm getting better.
Stop it right there.
I'm getting better. I'm more sick.
The fact that this nigga finds Battle Truth to be a mentor explains a lot, especially about his mindset. But I'm gonna leave it at that. Like, this nigga I want everybody that's listening, Battle Truth is a mentor for him.
Who you talking to?
The nigga that had sex with a 15-year-old when he was in his 20s. Is a mentor.
The nigga that covered up a man's prostate to post it on YouTube is your mentor.
Is his mentor. and let me add on that Battle Truth also called Jihad a pedophile on YouTube.
Mm. Your mentor.
That's a mentor. That's his mentor.
Oh my goodness. Shall we continue, Presidential Slim?
Let's go. Let's go. Go ahead, brother.
Let's get it.
Even now, my woman is different. So, but this time my girl ain't bugging y'all. I'm bugging. So.
Yes, you are.
Yesterday, before yesterday, I almost lost my girl.
Yep. No, you did lose her.
I can talk about everybody and tell everybody business out there that I might as well put my own and I might as well go after Jihad.
That's not true.
Because if I'm going.
Stop. That is not true. If I want to put your business out there, your business,
after
I don't
you put it out there.
You feel me? Like, what the fuck? If I go at your business, ladies and gentlemen, it's because your business was brought to me. I don't wake up thinking about your business. But if your business is being talked about through the community, who is the hoodie man not to put his input?
I can decide
whether or not if I want to put my input, but that's up to me. It's not up to you. But at the end of the day, what is up to you is keeping your business
to yourself.
And the fact that this nigga said, well, I get at everybody. So I'm
and I want everybody to save that moment for later on. Because I got a take on that. I'm gonna tell you why he did that, bro.
Let's continue, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, let's continue.
If I preach the word, then that means that when I'm wrong, then it gotta be applied to me too. So I'm gonna tell the truth. Yeah, I think I'm gonna tell the truth. I like telling the truth. When you tell the truth,
no, you don't. You're a liar.
I told her how I felt. You know, you ain't been giving me no attention. Think you don't like me. I'm scared. You know what I'm saying? I'm not scared of like you leaving me, but I'm scared like, yo, if you don't want me here, just let me know.
That's the same thing.
Part of being ignored is rejection. Her reply is, I'm going through mad stuff in my head.
Stop. I like how you're trying to cover up saying, please don't kick me out. And I was scared that you ain't want me here. Because if you ain't want me here, all you got to do is tell me. Well, no shit, Sherlock. But that's scared. You're not slick.
The nigga think he really slick, bro.
Bro, he tried to pull the wool over niggas eyes. I caught that. I'm like, wait. So you not scared if she break up with you, but you scared?
If she don't like you.
Because if she don't like you, you can't let it. I'm fucking dead.
You see why I wanted to break this down now, right?
This shit is... Oh man, this is amazing.
This nigga telling all on himself, bro.
Oh man, I love it. Shout out to the Don. Shout out to the Don. That's my brother, Slim.
We about to give y'all some game tonight.
Oh yeah, this shit is about to be litty. Do the kids still say that? I don't know. I'm old. Nobody.
Hey, we old. But hey, yo, all you, because our audience are males, so y'all can play this one for your daughters. We finna give out some game tonight.
We just starting to cook, ladies and gentlemen. Let's continue.
First of all, she tried to deny it, but then when I broke down everything that I'm sketched about, ain't nothing but the rusty shoes and the ugly shoes up in the shed house. You bitches came here playing. It's cool because y'all gonna leave. I told everybody in the room that my girl mother giving a hand. Nah, let me not do that. But it's not funny.
Stop it right there.
Oh shit.
This nigga's such a clown. He's such a bozo. This nigga is telling us that he cheated on his old lady. And then he trying to throw loaded looks in it and gets to the punchline to say that his old lady baby, his old lady mama give a head out. You know what I'm saying? Like, nigga, grow the fuck up, bro. Like, Lux ain't got nothing to do with this. Is not Lux's third round. This is what you're doing right now, Jihad, is Mike P's. No, not Mike P's, but Saga's second versus Mike P. You choking, bro. This is not Lux's third, bro. Oh, but we finna get into this, bro. We finna get some game tonight, man. Let your daughters listen to this.
Jersey.
Facts.
Maybe I gotta adjust the way I am. You want me to get more nasty with you? Oh, please. Spit in my mouth, all type of pee on my face. Like, I love that type of stuff. So what?
Stop.
Let's go.
That quick? See, listen, ladies and gentlemen, I didn't think that it was going to go left. That far
just
left.
Went left.
He was already leaning in that direction with me, but that just took it so far. Like, you did not just say, what? Like, okay, first off, and I'm going to just clear this now.
Go in.
The only fetish I believe black men should have is a fetish for the booty. Any other fetish outside of the booty, because coochie's automatic. Coochie's not a fetish. Coochie
is
part of
desire.
You know what I'm saying?
Gotta
but
have
the
that.
Booty, yeah. Or if you got some niggas who like titties, I ain't mad at that. Usually it's my white boys, but if y'all niggas like titties, that's cool too. But most niggas I know love a old school term called badunkadunk. But to say that your fetish is women peeing on you and doing
in his face. Don't
yes,
forget that part.
I gotta say that in your face. You want them to pee in your face and violate you, and that turns you on to be violated. Makes me question your childhood. I don't want to get too in depth, but I'm like, bro, were you turning away? That I mean, like, it's none of my business. But now I'm more worried right. about your mental health because
hey, put it's it
like,
out there.
Bro, it's like no one with a logical mind thinks like that. No one who had a normal life, and I know a lot of people don't have normal lives, but people who grew up knowing morals and what's right and what's wrong, even in the bedroom, that is wrong.
I'm gonna take it a step further, bro.
Go, bro, because I was about to break down the signs, but go.
Oh, go ahead. No, you go ahead. You go ahead.
Listen, porno stars get paid for this shit. They get paid to get violated, bro. It's the difference. You willing to get violated to have a place to sleep for the night. You
oh, my
help.
Motherfucking God.
Them people talk. Get paid. Let me stop. Go ahead.
You know what? That was a bar, bro. But where I was going to take it is a motherfucker that say that they are willing to be peed on. Nigga, you like to be dominated. You a submissive nigga. He didn't say he wanted to pee on her. He wanted her to pee on him. Not on him, but on his face.
Submissive nigga.
He wants a woman to cock her ass over him and piss in his face.
Submissive.
You a submissive nigga.
Submissive.
So that means you can do whatever you want to me. It'll turn me on as long as you give me a place to stay.
Just give me a place to stay. Ladies and gentlemen, once you hear this, please put in the comments, hashtag place to stay.
Place to stay. Hey, he don't want to be outside.
He don't want to come outside. But a nigga who don't want to come outside, hashtag they need a place to stay.
Matter of fact, yo, I know I say let your daughters listen to this, but make sure they're 18 and above, because we need to go there.
I'll take it real.
We about to go there tonight.
Nigga, it's about to go down. Let's continue.
Oh, it's going down.
Let's continue, ladies. It gets worse.
Off the record.
What? Hold on, wait. Go ahead.
Oh, I was about to say off the record.
Off the record.
That's why we do these. That's why we do these. Off the record.
Off the record. The
next day came. I told her in her car, and my phone is coming. I got two phones is coming. They just need this amount of money to give you cash. Put your card in. She let it right, baby. I can get it, no problem. She takes my phone. A girl sends a message. She taps on the message. I'm like, yo, it's taking a little too long for you to read that. Like, it. I know your card information ain't taking that long.
That means you fucked up.
This nigga, let me not say that. This woman, this grown woman, said, who is this? Who is what? I got a pop on me. Boom! Trying to swing me. I read that. Oh, whoa. Get the fuck out. Get out of my house. Wait, what? Wait. I just got kicked out. You can't.
She swung on. Yeah, he's already been kicked out. You hear what he's saying?
Oh my God. Shout out to making a term. I will give this bitch ass nigga credit. He made a term. I did not know that re-kicked out was a term. Oh my God.
You so see what I'm saying?
Out, that means you had to get kicked out, brought back in.
Multiple times. That's how he ended up punching the baby mama in the face and the fiance that was 2 months later. He punched both of them in the face because they kicked his ass out.
Bro, this is so terrible. Like, my nigga, you got re-kicked out. I've never heard that.
Re-kicked out, bro. Re-kicked.
With the hyphen.
Both feet. That motherfucker used one and then used the other. Like, he had been kicked out multiple times.
She drop kicked the nigga out.
Living in somebody else's shit.
Brody, he making up terms. I can make one too. You ain't get re-kicked out. You got drop kicked out.
Facts.
Both feet, nigga. She both feet. Full force, nigga.
Motherfucker. Bozo ass nigga.
Oh man, this shit about to get even worse. Let's get.
Oh, it's going down tonight.
Oh man, I'm loving it. I'm loving the vibe. And like, the nigga's such an idiot that he's making me smile, ladies and gentlemen. I haven't smiled like this in a long time. Watching people be dumb is the greatest.
I just got kicked out. You can't kick me out. You can't. You can't.
Yes, she can.
Free kick me.
Nah. Yes, she can.
My back already hurt.
She shouldn't have to, but
you won't re-kick me? Nah. Come on. Get out of my house. I ain't going nowhere. What I do? Who is this bitch? Good morning, sexy. Hey, sexy. Can I get some head on your lunch break? That's what I said. And the girl,
wow.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, my. Oh. It's ugly. I don't got my head down. I'm like, she's like, get out my, because you really see where my bed, and you text,
wow.
I said, you right. I gotta go, because she don't have to deal with that. That's one thing you don't have to deal with, is a man cheating on you or attempting to cheat on you. And women, don't you ever in your life condone it. Period.
Stop it. Stop it. Now, what I want to come across right here is this brother is supposed to be a Christian. For one, oh, he'll guide you to death. If you are familiar with this brother, he will guide you to death. But here he is. And I'm not saying by any means that Christians are perfect in what they do. But this is a nigga that's laying in this woman's bed, in this woman's home, that he can easily be kicked out of, texting another female about getting head on her lunch break, not his, on her lunch break. Now, if you are comfortable enough to ask a female for head on her lunch break, meaning she's at work, not you, then that means you have a built up prior relationship with this woman. She's either done this before for you, or she's, you know that she will. So to say that your wife, oh yeah, what's the title of this shit? She not tripping, I am. Yes, you are, bro, but don't act like this is an isolated incident. If you're comfortable enough to ask this woman for head on her lunch break when she's at work, then that means this is an ongoing thing. I mean, you sitting here acting one way, but nigga, you not pulling the wool over our eyes. We know better than that. We know better than that.
Facts.
And the reason I brought up the Christian thing is when you do things like this as a Christian, not saying you're perfect and you won't fall for it, but your first thought will be, oh, I might hurt my loved one doing this. And if you go through with it, then it's temptation that takes you there. You're still of a Christian mindset because you have a Christian thought process. You fall victim due to temptation.
Back.
This nigga does not have the Christian mindset, because when he's explaining it, he doesn't say, when he takes the big pause, it's not after the, I asked her for head on her lunch break. His pause came after she said yes. Which tells me that you think that somehow this is her fault for saying yes to your question. Not the fact that you asked it. You asked for this head. She just agreed to do it. Nigga, your pause should have been like, oh, I asked her for some head. Nah, this nigga pause was, and she said yes. Which means you wanted that head from that freak on her lunch break. Go ahead. Am I giving bars here, bro?
Bro, you dropping knowledge. You was dropping knowledge. The only thing I got to say on top of that is I don't want to hear no nigga who cheated on a bitch tell my daughter and other women what not to condone. Shut your stupid ass up. Second of all, and most importantly,
that was a bar.
Bro, all I'm about to get even deeper. Second, and to me, most importantly, if you are the type of nigga who got to bounce from place to place, why would you jeopardize your well-being by getting head from a thot on your lunch break when you got a bitch in the house that you
her lunch break
can get you head?
That has a mouth.
Nigga.
Mr. Christian. That's a bar, bro.
Stupid ass nigga. On hoodie, you the dumbest nigga I ever heard in my
life. That's a weak nigga can't control his dick, bro.
From what
weak as fuck.
Your well-being, if you gonna be like, you know what, man, you still a fuck nigga in my eyes. Because at the end of the day, nigga, that's your only place to live. Most of your videos are you, Kim,
bro,
about you don't having no place to live. So why would you just... This the bitch nigga, take you dumb as fuck.
The nigga laying next to a wet mouth texting another wet mouth.
How does that make sense? To me, cheating, the only time, and I'm not condoning cheating, ladies and gentlemen, but if you are going to cheat, it makes more sense to do it when you're not around your significant other. Like, let's say you're out of town. She lives in Tallahassee. You go in.
That's disrespectful. You're right.
That's how you do it. Or if you're in a different state or somewhere where you feel like this ain't going to get back to where you reside. But to do it where you reside and you don't even have your name on the lease, you have no property there, you have nothing. So if she say, yo, get the fuck out, you literally got to get the fuck out. You have to be the dumbest nigga in the world to me.
You dumb as fuck.
Oh, but it gets worse, ladies and gentlemen. It gets worse.
Believe it or not, it gets worse.
It gets worse.
You get nothing. I'm not about to reward you for you doing no. What? You want to leave, you want to leave. Because you played yourself. Now, I never physically did nothing to you. But I definitely did verbally cheat on. What that mean? I have a flirting habit. Now, this ain't got nothing to do with nothing because that's my problem. You shouldn't be in a relationship if that problem is going to intervene with your current status. Period. You out of your damn mind. So I had to really reevaluate. Like, do I get mad? Do I act funny? So I'm like, yo,
get mad.
You right? Like, can you just chill? Like, the kids is here. Like, please, like, let's not. I will take your head off, mush my face, and I'm like, yo, you about to hit me? I will take your head off in front of everybody. And I started laughing like a hyena because I was scared. Every time I get real scared, I start laughing because I don't know what's about to happen next, and I know I'm out of place and out of pocket, and I'm wrong. What do you
Stop
do, woman? Because all
Stop
women,
it right there, bro.
Oh, we wait for that.
Oh, shit.
Stop it right there. Now, the niggas say that all this was going on in front of the kids. He got caught up in front of her. Let me clarify. These two people do not have kids together. She has her own kids. So he gave her his phone to put in the card number, knowing that he just texted a freak when he was in her bed, came out in front of her family, her kids, and this is where he got caught up. That's where he got caught up. Now, she is mushing him and about to knock him out in front of the kids. The kids seeing this. Now, this is a nigga that got his own kid, for one. Just got out of a committed relationship where he had a fiance. And now he gets with a woman that has multiple kids. And now he is cheating on her to get head from a freak. Now, this nigga is a manipulator. Now, this is the part that I want y'all to let your daughters hear. This is called a manipulator because he plays the Christian role. He gonna say all the right things that somebody wants to hear, but these are the things that he does behind their backs. He finds a woman that's in a vulnerable position. He tells them what they want to hear, and then he cheating on them. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's not a Christian, and he's not a player. He is the worst type. He is a manipulator. He will lie to tell you what you want to hear, and then he wants to go back and make a fool of you behind your back, females. Now, females, males, like, I mean, whoever can gain something from what I'm telling you, no matter where you are in life, we here to give you this game. You know what I'm saying? You go think you finna find your girlfriend here, take this game with you. Oh, you got court in the morning here, take this game with you. Oh, I'm going on a job interview here. Take this game with you. This is what the dynamic duo does. We giving y'all game right now.
Facts.
And what this nigga doing is running game, but he chooses women that he feel like he can manipulate with this game. Because this is all game. Even a part of him quote unquote admitting his quote unquote wrong is all game. What you got to add to that, bro?
This nigga's a piece of shit. Ladies and gentlemen, Brody hit it. Hammer right on the damn nail. The nigga's a manipulator. For our lesser educated viewers, he's a user. He's just someone that if you let in the vicinity of you, he will bring harm to your life, male or female.
Facts.
Because a manipulator's best weapon is lying. They have nothing else. Truth is not in them. The truth is only for them. That's all it is. It's not that they can't do it. It's only for them. Like, if you want the truth from them, it has to benefit them. So if you were to ask a manipulator, for example, like, I'll give you $300 right now if you tell me what you would do with it. They'll tell you exactly what the fuck they're going to do with it. But you better keep your word on the $300. That's in their mind. They're manipulators. If you need a place,
and to add on to that, they're going to tell you what you think you want to hear.
Mm-hmm. And then for niggas like him who need a place to stay, like he said, the bitches will blow down on him because they might figure that the way he looks is enough for him to get in there. He might have money in, or I don't know. But what I do know is this. Once you let him in, now the game has switched from manipulating to control. He needs control, because if he doesn't gain control, then he's in a situation where he's in now, riding in the back of Uber trying to figure out who he's going to manipulate next.
Facts.
He has to get control of where he's at. And now this is one thing that I'm going to give you women, and a shout out to y'all. That's why I feel like this is for the women.
Oh, these talks are necessary.
If you are independent, strong, and don't feel like you need a nigga type, then this guy will never disturb you. But for the women who be on POF looking for relationships, be cautious of niggas like him, because there's many more. They come in all shapes, sizes, and forms. Okay. It's just this one is in our community, so I got to talk about it. Motherfucker. I will never respect a motherfucker who lives off a bitch. It's many times in my youth where I would have rather been homeless. And some days I will admit I was, when I could just go and dick a bitch down, live in her crib, eat all her food.
Facts.
But I didn't, because my pride won't allow me to let a bitch say she took care of me.
Facts.
That's just me being 100. My pride will not allow me to let a female say she take care of me. Before all that, I'll slang. I will get out here and slang that. Yay. Don't play with me. I'll figure something out. How them rappers always say, rap don't work, I hit the streets. Nigga. So at the end of the day, I feel like if you ever run into a bitch ass nigga like him, be cautious. This is how you usually get them. You gotta put them in a situation where they think they're manipulating you, but you're not being manipulated. And I wonder, and y'all probably like, how could you do that? Easy. For example, he might want some money. You should go and send the motherfucker to the store, not with your credit card, but with somebody else's that's probably not even active. And then when the motherfucker go to go use it, see what happens. If the motherfucker take off the amount that you had gave him, then he could show a legit, or he could be trying to gain your trust. So watch that. That ain't a winning. That's just be cautious. But if the motherfucker go and bust a move, it could be little shit. Like, you send a nigga to store $5 and the nigga come back with a whole bunch of shit you know ain't worth $5. He like, how the fuck you do that? To come find out your car's been overdrafted or some shit.
Right.
Like, for real, bro. Like, I'm trying to tell you, be cautious of who the fuck you deal with. But Wayberg Slim, you got a take on that, brother.
My take, I wanna clarify something. Like, when we are distinguishing, like, you know, the Christian brother, like, he'll have doubts about doing shit before they do it. They'll feel wrong about doing it before they do it. A player is somebody that you are going to know beforehand, we are not what you think we are. They are going to let you know straight from the beginning, and they are going to keep it thorough with you 100% through the whole process of this quote unquote relationship. A manipulator is going to let you think you're something when you're not. He's going to pretend and fake it out the whole way through. And then you're going to end up looking crazy in the end because he playing game, just like this dude right here. He's playing games.
Fucking terrible. It gets worse, ladies and gentlemen.
And we know how we going to react. So I'm like, don't hit me. Don't put your hands on me. Like, what? But I was out of pocket for you to say, how do you want to tell somebody not to put it? So I'm thinking that you ain't like, I'm like, yo, we just, you know, this is a new thing. You know what I'm saying? I'm figuring you out. I'm playing myself, yes, because I did it with an intent to be sneaky, so you won't see it. I didn't want you to see that. That was my whole intent.
He just said he didn't want the head.
And see if I can still maneuver the shoe. I told the pretty money, why did I call money? Money don't take nothing. Sick. Like in his brain, wherever I go, one thing I love about pretty money, wherever relationship I go, he's riding out. Nah, Jahar, you my man. Yo, when I come there, boom, boom, I wanna meet the new one. And that's where we going. So I love that about him. Like he don't care how many mistakes I make on the path of my righteous path that I'm going to. But he
righteous
know I'm
path.
In relationships. Like unfortunately, you know, the last one was the last one. But we on a new era. We in a new year. We in a new millennium. We in new spirits. We in new soap bath. New everything. Everything is becoming new. But he's on board. That's what I love about him. What I hate about him is when I call him, nigga, oh, he the fuck up. You know how pretty much he the fuck. Let me get my hat to him. And then he lights up a cigarette. With that, nigga. Oh, I want to hear this. What happened? And like, pretty money, take this serious, bro. What do you have a problem? You have a second, you know you was gonna get head. No, I was not gonna get head from the fact that I did that. Alright, but just tell me you have a problem and that's what you wanna do. You wanna get a little freaky, you wanna do things. No, I don't wanna do that.
Stop. Listen,
is that it?
Now, this is pretty money. Shout out the Wave Gang, pretty money, my dude. Pretty money is telling this nigga. Woman, the truth. You have a problem. You like to get freaky with bitches. You gonna do what you do. Let her know. That's him thinking that this dude is a player and that he has the ability to tell the truth to a woman before he does what he does. But this nigga, he just sat here and lied to us then and said, no, I don't want that. Well, nigga, you just asked a freak for head on her lunch break, bro, while laying in bed in your woman's bed. You trying to act like you this Christian dude, but you are not. You are a manipulator. You claim to be a Christian. You want to have player ways. But you don't have the manhood to stand up and tell a woman, this is what I'm going to do before you do it.
All right, I'm going to tell you my issue with this nigga.
Mm-hmm.
Ladies, this is how you know a nigga is a manipulator. One of the first things they do is they always put it on somebody else. Shout out to Money on Wave. Money has nothing to do with this. Money is not
the damn thing.
On this bitch. Money, you calling money to try to initiate him into your drama is lame in his own right.
But
and talk this dumb shit like I'm just some stupid ass nigga. I might be the most ignorant nigga in the hood, but I ain't stupid. Nigga, that is super lame. On top of what my nigga Wayberg Slim said, nigga, not only will you not man up, but you gonna throw it on another nigga, he did not come and support you in your fuckery. Fuck you. Go ahead, Wayverse.
Nah, bro, I can't add nothing to that. That was a bar. You gave some real shit then. Because he threw it off on him.
Dynamic duo shit. Let's continue.
Take this game with you.
Take the game with you. It's in stores now, motherfucker. On hoodie it is.
But he's right, though. Because if she wasn't to find out, what would I have done?
You know what you would have done.
She don't know. You can't tell her nothing when she seen that. So you just gotta ride it out. You might as well have it.
You might as well.
Because I want to kick you out. So she like, get out. You going to Harlem anyway, right? Because my car was coming. What do you do when a woman wants you to get out?
You leave.
Do you go to the same place where she already think you're going to get at it?
Yes.
My thing, I stayed because one, I was paralyzed. You need to get out.
Stop. You didn't stay because you was paralyzed. You stayed because you homeless, bruh. I'm so tired of you trying to tongue twist words, bruh. Everything I was kind of giving the nigga until he got there. Like, yeah, it is a mind game. You could either A, went over to the bitch and got ahead on the lunch break, which you should have. You already done fucked up.
You may as well.
Do with your fuckery. Or number two, you can leave. Like my brother said. Either way, you're gone. But to be like, I'm going to stay and talk about that's how I'm going to like get in her head. No, it's going to show her that you're broke.
Manipulating.
You have no options, and she might have to call the police on you.
Manipulating. Look here, bro. I'm about to give an unpopular opinion, but it's very true. When you cheat on someone, you may as well leave. Facts.
Isn't to me that's don't, not unpopular. It makes sense.
When you cheat on someone and then you sit there and leave it up to them, then you're not owning what you did. Okay, I cheated on you. Do you want me to leave? No, nigga. You cheat on her, you need to leave. You are not a fucking player. That's what pisses me off. Because niggas will sit up here and act like, oh yeah, I got caught and I own what I did, so that means I'm right. No, nigga. You got caught. And instead of you getting up off your ass, be like, all right, well, shit, I cheated on you because you wasn't worth me being with no way, and being on about your business, you sat your in front of her after she done fell in love with your busta ass. And leave the decision on her when she's already emotionally compromised because of how she feel about you. You are manipulating her feelings. That's why when niggas, you sit up here and claim to be real behind cheating on her and sitting in her face. That's not. Nigga, you cheat on her because you think you found something better. Or you think you found, and you know what I'm saying? Like, that also gets into reasons why niggas cheat. So, but that's not this episode. But hopefully, you will have cheated because you found something better. Not because you just found some head available. If you just found some head available and you cheated because of that, there's something wrong with you. Because you got head at the house. But if you're going to cheat on her and then stay up under her roof to try to mentally manipulate her and make her think, oh, well, he not leaving to go to her house. Blase, split is that. Hold on. Nah, nigga, that's not real. You cheat on her, then you get up off your ass and dip. If she asks you where you going, nah, bitch, you kick me out. I'm going where I want. That's not your business where the fuck I go. If you kick me out, then you don't give a fuck where I go. That's what that's player right there. Nah, bitch, you told me to leave. Don't worry about where I'm going. That ain't none of your business. But you want to lay down the manipulation game and have her feel sorry for you so that you will have some place to stay. You don't love this woman. She is convenient because she letting your musty ass stay up under her roof. You manipulating her. She's not what you want. Obviously, her head isn't good enough for you. So you looking out for, you trying to find other head, but you are manipulating her because she will let you live there. Oh, it's free game night. Matter of fact, it shouldn't even be free. Y'all need to donate to Hoodie Man Cash App. We ain't just giving away game. Y'all niggas need to donate for this.
Let's get it. That's what I like to hear, my nigga. And on GP, I have nothing to say. That was so fire that you have to drop the mic on that. If it was a microphone, I would tell you to throw that bitch. Like, that was
so... Thanks.
Nigga, that was heat rock, nigga. That's what people came to hear.
My nigga, I was brought up to don't sit up here and manipulate no female. You tell them this, if you think it's going to be this way, it's not. This is what it is. So that way you don't have to feel bad about what you do. When you find something that's worth settling down with, you put all that shit to the side. Fuck all that, all them other females. I'm all about you. But if you don't want to do that, then you need to be up front.
Yeah.
Real niggas gave me game, bro. I don't know. See, this goes back to his mentor being Battle Truth. That's your old head. That's your OG. The nigga who had a thought in his head about getting head from his cellmate. That's your OG. That's what's wrong with you.
Drop the mic again. Pick it up and drop it again. And
drop it again.
What the fuck, nigga? This is the same nigga that let a nigga say SMD and his response was, who you talking
to? Who you talking? In a face-off. We know he was talking to you, sir. Like, you know he was talking to you.
I can't take, ladies and gentlemen, it only gets worse.
That's a fact.
I'm going to get my nails and feet done. All right, give me the bill. I'll pay for it. You paying for my nails and feet? I told you that. Yes, I'll pay for it.
Manipulating.
I pay for it. I was going to pay for it anyway, but I'll pay for it.
Nigga, you cheated on her. She kicked you out. You don't need to be paying for shit.
Nothing. You can't tell you nothing. Yeah, all right. I'm on the phone with her. Why are you on the phone with me? Don't you have somebody to get some help? Zion leaves. She said, you staying there till I come back? Because I was supposed to go to some money, but I canceled the money because this day is about saving something that could possibly be ruined because my industry.
No, this day is about, damn, I ain't got nowhere to stay. I need to figure out if what the fuck can I do to get convinced this bitch to let me stay here, even if it's for a week.
Facts.
I can't take this. The way he words, I'm homeless without saying I'm homeless.
Bro.
Genius. I won't lie.
Facts.
I will give this nigga that.
That's the only thing you can give him for real. Straight up. Because everything else, he manipulating weak-minded women.
Bro, I swear this nigga should change his channel name from a simp's point of view.
Facts. A simp's point of view.
From a simp's point of view. Because, bro, because a fan... Don't act like this. Because most fans I know live normal, regular, everyday lives. You don't live a normal, everyday life. Your comedy...
You go from woman to woman.
Your comedy is a blogger to me. And outside of that, how you treat women is disgusting. I'm not here to throw judgment because I've done women dirty in my youth, but not as a grown man. And this guy, I believe, is a grown man, correct?
Grown-ass man.
Okay.
Nigga, he had the baby mama. She was a big girl. He knocked her up. That didn't work out. He went to the fiance, Ebony. The nigga got engaged. And he and later on called her a crackhead. Like, he got engaged to a crackhead to have a roof over his head. Mm. That didn't work out. Now he on to this one. Laying in her bed trying to get head from a freak. That's at that a freak that's at her job.
This nigga, if I was and I saw this nigga and he was the first nigga that I ever seen in life, my perception of all y'all would be terrible. Like, and the reason I'm saying that is because now when I look at the bigger picture, he make niggas look so bad.
Oh, man.
So bad.
Them fake Christian niggas, though.
Bruh, this is my whole thing. To hide behind a religion makes him even cheesier.
Fact, that's what he do.
You hiding behind a religion, bro. Do. Religion is not the reason why you do the dirt you do. Because like my brother has been elaborating this whole fucking podcast, if you was a Christian man, the fact that in a Christian society, they believe in telling the truth. You know what I'm saying? Being honest. What would Jesus do? Facts. I believe Jesus would have told her the truth. I believe Jesus would have been like, I have sinned.
Facts.
You can go to this woman and do the same thing? And facts. You're living there?
And tell her, motherfucker, hey, I know you probably want us to be together, but we're not. I enjoy conversing and doing things with other females. Like, you know what I'm saying? That's what somebody being straightforward will do. This nigga's a manipulator. He needs some place to lay his head at night. And he goes and finds vulnerable women.
Vulnerable women out there, please keep your head up.
Big girls, he go after them. Big girl. I'm talking about, and you know, I mean, I ain't going front. I like the big girls, so I ain't killing none of y'all. But he like them little 5 foot, 340-pound women that he can manipulate.
What my brother is saying in the nicest way possible is women with low self-esteem. Please keep your guard up because there's a predator on the loose. He goes by the name of, from a Sims point of view, and he's very dangerous.
Hey, and even if you choose to deal with a simp like that, at least take this guy in with you, baby. Take this guy in with you, my baby. You hear me? Don't be sitting up here falling head over heels. Once he hands you his phone and he got bitches agreeing to suck him off on their lunch break, then you know what it is, my baby. Don't sit up here and let yourself be manipulated.
And that's facts. But ladies and gentlemen, it only gets worse.
We ain't done.
We ain't done.
If I stayed and she came back, and that was the worst comeback ever, like the way she felt. She dragged us all the way to 1 o'clock anymore, but she had every right. So when I left and I came back, I felt so bad. Like, oh, damn. I played myself.
Played himself. He didn't say he played her. He played himself.
Where we at? How far are we? And that was, yeah, I'm sorry, I didn't want y'all to know my address. Y'all niggas are stalkers. So what do you do? Like, I just had to eat it.
That's hilarious. Said, I didn't want y'all to know my address because y'all is stalkers, but you don't have an address. See what I'm saying? How slick he is. I'm saying I'm homeless.
It's not your address, nigga.
Ronald Reagan of the word homeless.
Thanks.
You will never get this nigga to say, I'm telling you. Bro, trying to pull teeth from this nigga, bro. You ain't getting it, bro. I got to take this pad. This nigga say, hey, I can't let y'all know my new address is. Nigga, nobody in this video who's watching would ever try to do anything to you, run up on you. You're, to me, you're not even valid. And that's a fact. I wouldn't care if you got a million views. This dude is a fucking cornball. But that's besides the point. Bro, your new address is probably, like my brother said, those type of women. And I guess you don't want her address up there, because if some shit do pop off, it can go down and you lose your place automatically. Yes. So understand. But
you, hold on. You didn't, it's not that you didn't want us to hear. You know your soon to be ex old lady were here. You don't want her to know where your ass at.
Mm.
That's what that was.
Mm. Ladies and gentlemen, it only gets worse.
I had to take it for what it was, and I felt bad. I actually ended up leaving, packing my stuff. And she's like, you know, I was like, yeah, because I'm wrong. And how many times I'm going to play myself and expect you, and this is for any woman, how many times I'm going to play myself and expect you to answer that? The truth of the matter is I did what I want. I wanted to do it.
That nigga wordplay is cold. This nigga said, how many times am I basically going to hurt myself, meaning fail, and allow you to pick up the pieces? Because I know that your self-esteem is so low that you're going to pick up every single piece. How many times can I watch you do this? You not, bro, this nigga is slick with the word. I gotta give him that. For idiots, he would run this all the way by you and you just be sitting there with drool hanging out your lip. Luckily for me, I read books when I was a kid. I'm listening.
Facts.
All ears. And this shit is fucking hilarious. And also terrible. Low self-esteem women. I don't care if you obese or petite. Please keep your guard up. There's a predator on the loose. By the name of From a Sim's Point of View. He's very dangerous. And it only gets worse.
Did I want to get the neck? No, but I wanted to hear I could get it. And when she told me yes, it felt relief. I felt like, yeah, I could get away. When you caught me, I couldn't say nothing, but the truth is the truth. I wanted to get the neck. That's what I told her, because that's what she thinking anyway, even though I was not going to get the neck.
That's a lie.
And like that. You can be around somebody and say you love her and then do this. It's disgusting. Yeah, it gets boring sometimes when there's no spice in the relationship as far as drama. But I'd rather be bored and right than confrontation and wrong and end up leaving each other. Because the biggest picture is you want to stay with your woman. And that ain't no way to stay. If she already knows.
You're not slick, nigga. I love how, ladies and gentlemen, not only is he a manipulator, but I think I've heard enough of the video. I'm still going to continue the video, but I've now come to the assessment that this nigga is a narcissist. Mm. Not take credibility for anything that happens in a relationship. Like, even him doing this is where what my brother's been saying the whole video comes in. He's a manipulator. And a narcissist would do that because it's all about them. That's the thing. He could be dirty, but it's always about him. Notice when he says it, it's like it could either be good and I'm right all the time and you just, you know what I'm saying, be chilly, or it could be I'm wrong and it get confrontational and then I gotta leave.
Mm.
Basically what he's saying is, bitch, you'll never be right in his eyes because he's narcissistic. If you don't agree with what he says or do or feels, he's going to end up cheating on you and leaving. Nice. And that's the red flag to him. Like, the first time you might mention something that he's not into, instead of arguing with you, he already in his mind, I need a new bitch. Ladies and gentlemen, please be careful.
Oh, and another thing right here, bro. The guy said that a relationship can be boring sometimes because of a lack of drama. What kind of a man, what kind of a grown-up wants relationship drama in their life. Drama does not equal fun. Drama equals going to jail for getting for punching your old lady and stealing her phone. Drama is getting caught texting a freak while laying in your old lady bed. This is fun to him, is basically what he's saying. Like, when it got boring as far as drama, he had to create some by texting a freak to get head on her lunch break. That's what he said. That is the type of drama that he feeds off of. He's a clout chaser. There's nothing worse than a drama loving, clout chasing, quote unquote, man. What he is a male Jezebel.
Bars, and it rhymed.
He is what we call a male Jezebel. He cannot thrive under adult type situations where sometimes your old lady might be having shit going on to where she can't suck your dick every 10 minutes. Sometimes she's stressed out because of shit going on at work, maybe shit that's going on with the kids. So that way she cannot service your sexual needs every 10 minutes. That's called manhood. That's called adulthood. That's called a relationship. So when he wasn't getting the sexual pleasure, he went and found a freak who was willing to suck his dick on her lunch break. Not his lunch break, her lunch break. And he did it because he needed drama. Now, he sound like not only a male Jezebel, but he is an Atlanta housewife. The type that's going to show up to the party where they know it's six motherfuckers that they got beef with just so she can act up. He is a male Jezebel. He is a Atlanta housewife. He is a manipulator. He is a broad. Anything you need to add to that, bro?
This nigga, man. First off, shout out to that fire ass bar, Male Jezebel. That shit, Liddy, I love it. So here's the situation with this cornball on Hoodie. I'm gonna make this short and quick. I cannot stand a nigga that's gonna play the game, get mad when the pieces don't fall the way that they fall. And instead of you being a man and say, I lost, you would rather flip the whole board game over and be a little crybaby till you get your situation. You're so lame to me, nigga. You like drama because drama is your outlet to get to your next connection. You're like a motherfucking, if y'all ever seen like a molecule and how a molecule, every part will be connected, but it'll go in different ways. That's how his mindset works to get to his next objective. Mm. Women are objectives, and the objective is for me to crash. Once I can crash, get comfortable, cool. First time I'm uncomfortable, I'm to the next place where I can get comfortable. Mm. He doesn't like where he, to be honest with you, he probably hates that he has to do most of his vlogs in the back of a damn car because it looks lame as fuck. To me, it does. It's just my opinion. I know a lot of y'all watch him. I don't give a not fuck. A lot. To me, it's lame. I feel like the nigga needs women with low self-esteem. It's the only way he can live. Like, he needs y'all. It's like a mosquito needing blood. He can't thrive.
Parasite.
You feel me? He can't thrive without a connection to something that's living. And a lot of y'all women don't understand. Y'all might hate life at the moment, but you're really living. And when this nigga comes in and drain you of all that life and leave you all fucked up, looking all stupid and shit, you can really only blame yourself. So please, this is a PSA from the hooded man.
Take this game with you.
Keep your guard up. Donate to my damn Cash App. And one more thing. Do not ever fall for a motherfucking chameleon. The devil comes in many forms. Mm. Remember that. And it only gets worse, ladies and gentlemen.
I already know you a freak. You nasty, nigga. Like, you want the neck all the time.
Dog. What I just said.
This is what we doing now. That's what we telling. So what am I here for? Show and tell. That's a fact. What are women really here for? Huh? Show and tell? A prize possession? Huh? A lay down doll whenever you want to turn around just fuck? Or are they women desiring your eye to be the number one person to be on your, to be the other half of you? Huh? To elevate you, to catapult you to that next stage. She said, I want to do your book with you. I want you to do your series Street Smarts. I want you getting paid for battle rap now. I want to be a part of your battles. I want to be there. I'm not going to freak on you and laugh about you and laugh at you. Like, oh, you want to do a part, let me laugh at you because your dreams ain't a joke. So I messed up, y'all. She still might leave me. Yeah, we got to leave me. We got to fly out.
Manipulate.
She might leave me. I don't know, but that shit really hurt me. That's the first time I ever been hurt in court. Like, yo, that feeling is different looking in her eyes. And she just
hurt me. The nigga said he was hurt because he got caught.
Stupid dweeb. I couldn't even look at her. I wanted to leave her so bad. And she's like, where you going? You going to another woman's house? Why you so eager? Put your shit down before I smack the cheeks out of you. Even though I want you out of my...
Ladies and gentlemen, the dynamic duo does not condone hitting women.
No.
Let that be known right now. We real niggas. We don't hit women. First off, me and my co-host, we got them voices that'll put a girl straight to sleep or make them just want to snob. Just make them want to just slob all over something they never slobbed on in their life. And that's radio edit. So me, I feel like, ladies and gentlemen, do not hit your women. If it ever gets to that point, leave, take a breather, or just break up with her. Because anybody who can get you like that emotionally, you shouldn't be with. And if you do that with every woman you with, you need psychiatric help.
Oh, that's a fact.
Just letting that be known. And also, why I'm saying this is because I got a daughter. And if any of you niggas is ever bold and think you're going to put your hands on my daughter, you will probably be buried next to your relatives.
And your other, the other half of your body, because we ain't playing that.
Straight up, like, I don't play that shit. That's babyhood. I'll spend life in prison for babyhood. Nice. But I just wanted to let y'all know that the dynamic, though, we do not condone that. I will continue, though, ladies and gentlemen.
Out my house, I don't want you out my life.
Manipulated.
I can't be nice to you knowing what I just did because I preached this.
Here we go with the Christian.
I'm not disgusted because I did what I wanted to do. And I got to repent and tell God I did what I wanted to do. That's what I wanted. I want to repent because it's not right and want to turn from it. See?
You piece of shit.
You see what he did there?
You piece of shit. I cannot believe that this nigga is hiding behind God.
Facts.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to be 100 with you. We all sin. Me, I do certain sins on the daily. You know what I'm saying? We all got our sins. But my thing is this. I would rather be realistic and know when I'm ready to give my life to the Lord, I'm not doing it as a part-time job. That's why I haven't ran to it yet. I'll probably end up doing it in a couple of years, to be honest mm-hmm. with you. Because I feel like there's nothing else in life that I would rather, you know what I'm saying, want to be a part of. But I'm not doing it in their form. And the reason why I'm saying this is because everything you're doing is hypocritical and is blasphemous.
Facts.
You're putting your sin on God, talking about, oh, yeah, I'm going to repent. Bro, no, because saying you're going to repent is some bullshit. Because if you was really about that and you was a Christian, you would have did that right if you would have went and got it. A lie is a lie. Everybody, you're going to fucking lie, nigga. But if you would have went and got the shit, would you have really came back and repent before you went to go tell your girl the truth? No. Absolutely not. So you a fucking false Christian. You make me sick that you're going to hide behind the Almighty Father. Sorry, ladies and gentlemen, for y'all who is atheists and don't believe in God. I believe in God. It's just everybody got their own God. And I feel like my God ain't with that bullshit. I give it to you like that. So with that being said, whoever this nigga
is praising,
not my God, bro. Whoever he talking about is not my God. Because my God do not condone this fuck shit that he's doing. If you going to sin, but you not ready to give your life 100 completely to God, then keep doing what you doing, bro. You might not ever get to that point. And the devil might reach out to you if you're a believer in that or not. But at the end of the day, if you gonna talk about God, you should be 100% all about him. That means no smoking, no drinking, slow down on your fornication, all types of shit. That's holy. You false Christians is full of shit. Talking about I'm gonna praise God on Sunday, but I'm gonna be a ratchet the rest of the week. Oh, fuck ass motherfuckers. Shit make me sick, bro.
He's one of those convenient Christians. Whatever is convenient for them, they gonna pull God out of their back pocket.
Man.
Oh, I got caught cheating. I'm finna start talking biblical. I feel bad about what I've done. God wouldn't like that. But when you were laying in her bed... wanting this freak to suck your dick on her lunch break, God had nothing magically God wasn't there, but after you got caught now you want to bring up God.
Turn to Matthew verse.
Pass the collection plate, ass nigga. You want to be a Christian after you get caught. Not before you commit, but after you get caught. That's when you want to lean on God. When niggas go to prison, then they want to pick up a Bible. You want to shoot the block up, then go to prison and pick up a Bible. You want to sell dope to everybody and their grandma and then go to prison and pick up a Bible. After you get caught, then you want to be a Christian. Nigga, are you about that life or not? Are you about that church every Sunday? I'm going to stop cussing so much. I'm going to feed the poor. Are you about that life or not? Don't pick it up when you get caught. Be about it. You ain't got to be perfect, my nigga, but at least had the Christian thought process. You ain't even got that, bro. You become a Christian after you get caught. You don't get no respect for that. No respect.
This nigga. Oh, this nigga's so disgusting. Ladies and gentlemen, we almost done. This bitch is at 3 minutes left. And man, this has been a wonderful ride.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's when you know you're growing. Y'all niggas want to lie and betray and act like, nah, ain't nothing to act. Why go to her lie? Why lie? Why play?
What?
Let me tell you the truth. And she's like, when you took all that accountability and I saw your demeanor, you wanted to leave, that's what makes
it. Stop it right there.
Know me and never did that.
Females, Now, this right here is exactly what we've been talking about the whole time. He manipulated this woman so much that when he got to that point of, oh, you know what? I cheated on you. I did you wrong. I'm leaving. I'm not coming. I ain't going to come. That's where the manipulation has worked. This nigga has learned no lesson. He is going to continue this fucked up behavior, this whole fucked up pattern. This is what he's going to continue to do. The nigga literally, and he did not, there is no accountability for what he did. He is apologizing basically for getting caught. Not that he shouldn't have done it. Not that that shouldn't be his thought process, period. Not because you going through something to where you don't want to do this. I feel like I need to go find another bra. None of that counts. He is pretending to hold himself accountable for getting caught. And it fooled her into thinking he was holding himself accountable. This is the whole basis of what everything we've said. He's going to continue. With anything you need to add, bro?
This nigga's whole life is that Shaggy song, "It Wasn't Me." Man. Ladies and gentlemen, there's a predator on the loose. He goes by the name of, from a Sims point of view. Let's continue.
I'm doing it because I'm real. That's how me and Battle Troop is raised. Nigga, you do something, you better be raised.
Battle Troop? This nigga said he did that because he was real. That's how him and Battle Truth. What does Battle Truth have to do with this? What does how Battle Truth was raised have to do with this? The nigga was raised and then turned around. Let's say he was raised right. I don't believe it. But let's say he was. The nigga turned around at the age of 20, 21 and was fucking a 15-year-old. This is the nigga. Oh my god, that's your OG. I'm, you know what, Battle Truth catching straight bullets right now because of this nigga.
Malachi.
Malachi been catching straight bullets for because of this nigga all night long, bro.
Bringing him up
for no reason.
That nigga said, because how me and Battle Troop was raised, I can't take this nigga serious right now. Let's continue, y'all.
This nigga wanted his dick sucked by a man.
It is what it is. So when I did that, I just want to say I'm sorry, babe. I apologize. I wanted the net. It's sloppy out there, sloppier than yours. And I was intrigued by the disgusting and nasty.
Stop it. Stop it right now.
And I wanted to.
Now, let me give all y'all niggas some game out here. What this nigga just did, because ain't no woman just, women just ain't dumb. And they all understand how life is, and they all had that get back at them. What this nigga just set himself up for is for his old lady to find her one and put that thing so far down her throat that she got snot bubbles coming out her nose. She's spitting, throwing up, and crying. This nigga sat up here and said that her head game is better than yours. And it intrigued me to make me want it. Oh, in her mind, she hear that. Oh, bet. oh, you ain't finna get my A-plus head game, but the next nigga is. You see, that's what clowns do. They run their mouth to the point that they start shooting themselves in the foot. This nigga actually sat up here and criticized his old lady head game. His old lady head game, huh? To the world, to the internet. Oh, her head game better than yours. You know what? I'm finna lay my game down flat right here, bro. Mrs. Simp's point of view. If you want your head game to get better, come put your mouth on mine. I'll tell you how I like it. That's what he...
Come outside.
Come outside. You want to criticize her head game? Oh, shit. I bet I can work with it. Real shit. I bet I can work with it. And that's the simp mindset. You are literally... You mean to tell me that you are going to apologize to her for cheating on her and then insult her head game? This nigga's a whole duck, bro. Not a half duck. Not a baby duck. This nigga is Daffy Duck, nigga.
Duck, duck, goose. Duck, duck.
He's the mighty duck, nigga. You hear me?
Darkwing Duck.
Darkwing Duck. This nigga literally just told his bitch, okay, go clear your sinuses on the next nigga dick. That's basically what he said, bro.
That's exactly what he said.
Nigga, tell her how you want your dick sucked. Her mouth wet and land right next to you. You want to text the next bitch. Man, get out of here, bro.
It gets worse, ladies and gentlemen.
Now, I ain't executed. That don't never make it right because I should have did it. I thought it in God's eyes. I sinned against a woman. I'm out of pocket. And if you want to leave me, you ever leave me, you right. You want now. Don't wait a month and then bring it up. You gonna leave me, you got to leave me now. You leave me now, you right. I just got to grow up now.
No, nigga, you cheated on her. You leave. Don't leave that on her. Don't put that on her. You gonna cheat on her and then put that on her behind it. Oh, don't bring this up a month later. No, nigga, if you cheated on the female and you dumb enough to stay with her, motherfucker, of course you're going to hear about that later. The fuck?
This nigga's a narcissist.
Facts. Like, how you going to sit up here and tell her, oh, no, you cheated on me, you took me back, you can't talk about it. No, bitch, nigga, you cheated on her. That means get your ass up and move around. You manipulating her emotions. Remember, her head ain't good, nigga. What the fuck you want with her? Remember, nigga?
Shelter.
A place to stay.
Hashtag a place to stay, ladies.
Niggas
gentlemen.
Be putting wife expect. If that's your wife, you can say that. If she chooses to stay married to you, you can say that. That ain't your wife, nigga. Y'all niggas be putting wife expectations on females that they ain't gave the role to. That's another episode. We long-winded preachers today. I ain't even gonna get into that.
Yeah, that's a total nothing bad. That might be tomorrow's episode, to be honest with you, Major. You never know. We always hit y'all with some shit. You never know. But I'm just like, this nigga is a narcissist. After all of this trying to apologize, you made it about you. Mm-hmm. Then you made it about you getting caught. Then you made it about how you don't feel bad that you got caught. But at the same time, you understood that you got caught. Well, no shit, Sherlock. You got caught. We all get that. So now you're trying to run a big-ass circle for no reason. Then after you do that, you talk about how much you miss her. Then you switch it around to, oh, when I was trying to do it, I knew that her head was sloppy. So like how my co-host said, you've already done this with this bitch.
Facts.
This ain't the first
time. How do you know that hair so good?
So now that you know that is that, and you know that she's quote unquote better than Mrs. Sims' point of view, now you feel like, oh, well, she still got a better shelter because the bitch with the awesome head living the projects. And I don't want to do that. I want to stay in this middle class area. That's my way to stay. So now you like, bam, I need to make up with her, but I'm going to have to hit her with the Jack boy. You got 48, 24. You know what I'm saying? And that shit to me lame as fuck. So you so into battle rap, you even take methods from battle rap and put them in a simp situation. Makes me mad as fuck. We already talked about earlier in the podcast that you wanted to use Loaded Lux. He ain't had shit to do with it. And now your dumb ass want to come off with this, oh my gosh, you are hilarious and annoying at the same time. You're Kevin Hart. On hoodie. Wait, Burson, let me got a take on that,
nah,
brother.
You good.
Let's finish this bullshit up. He's almost done.
Go to another female. He gonna be with me. He gonna be with me whoever I try to say. He ain't gonna be on your side no more. I know you love money, but he ain't gonna be.
Bringing up free money again.
But you gonna be like, you played yourself. You messed up a good thing. Make this right. Go ahead. Yeah, go ahead. And I just want to say I apologize. Yeah, and I wanted to share that with you because I'm willing to put myself on the line just like I put other people's business on the line. Make it right. Go straight down. Make it left. So, yeah, she right. I'm wrong.
Fuck you for trying to use reverse psychology. That shit not going to work, you stupid ass nigga. You not going to be like, well, I put other people out, so I'm putting myself out. Bitch, you're a fucking blogger.
Thanks.
I don't know shit about Butterfly. Yeah. I don't know where he lives. Thanks. I don't know what guns he use. Facts. I don't know who his bitch is.
Facts.
I don't know if he got kids or not. Facts. I don't know what car he drives. But I do know when there's news in the battle rap community, he will give it to you. So my point is, what the fuck are you talking
Skip
about?
Skip Bayless.
You're a so-called blogger.
Skip Bayless doesn't tell you about his erectile dysfunction or whatever the fuck else he might have going on. But he'll tell you everything he knows about LeBron's business. You're media, motherfucker. What you're doing is calling this your type of public apology and quote unquote admitting you're wrong publicly for your old lady to see it, to try to pretend like you're being sincere. You're manipulating her. Period.
This nigga only got 14 seconds. I'm gonna hurry up in this fuck nigga.
Dead wrong. Make a left and another left. So, shit, man, from a fan's point of view, I'm out here. Gotta go to sleep.
Yeah, we know you out here. You out here bad.
Super bad, nigga.
You out here bad as fuck. Like, I cannot believe. Oh, man, y'all got dynamic duos. We be on point with the shit. Like, you put the shit out there. So, we had to break it down from a real nigga's perspective because we can't stand this fuck shit to go on. I will not allow a Sims point of view to bring y'all this shit, and he ain't shit, nigga. He ain't shit. It's sad when you're a fucking troll and you suck at it. Hoodie Man ain't no troll.
Just keep it real.
I keep it real. That's why my subscribers low. YouTube hate me. I tried the troll route in the beginning. And then I came to the conclusion, you know what? I don't do that. Because that ain't who I am. I just give y'all real ass shit.
Facts.
Then I linked up with the greatest co-host in the world, a nigga who just is very knowledgeable and has a zero tolerance for the fuck shit just like me. So we had to bring you guys greatness.
Facts.
And we're giving y'all game. You know what I'm saying? And that shit, I don't approve of. I will never in life approve of a fuck nigga.
Facts.
And shut. I don't know. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? This nigga on a personal level, but from the information you have given me, it's enough for me to label you a fuck nigga. The fact that you're gonna put all that on that woman.
Facts.
You gonna put all of that on her and you did dirt. I could never do that. I could never fuck a bitch and then tell a bitch, bitch, if you leave me, bitch, cool. But if you want to keep me, bitch,
right.
It's going to be some, you know what I'm saying? It's going to be some rules and regulations, like, because I'm going to do that again, but now you're going to have to, you know what I'm saying, deal with it now. Because you dealt with it the first time. You can't be a hypocrite. Now I'm going to manipulate you out of other shit. Like, nah, man. Any man who have to live off females should be ashamed. And the worst part is if you take how many videos you done did in the back of people's cars, nigga, and taking motherfucking jets places, nigga, you should have a house.
Damn.
The fuck? I know that shit, not unless you taking the cheapest shit out. If you spending money like how you trying to show it, nigga, then why do you not have a house? You do that year round, nigga. Leave from bitch crib to bitch crib, fly from this place to this place. Yeah. Like, what the fuck is we talking about, nigga? Like, nigga, oh, hoodie, this nigga is foul.
He lame, bro. Shout out to Polo, Mr. Suburbs, and EBK Wave for them recent blogs they put up on this fuck nigga.
Shout out to Dark Wave, man. Them niggas already know, dog. I fucks with them. They was wrong for even being, you know what I'm saying? To me, I feel like both parties was wrong. I feel like this nigga's wrong for just being such a lame ass nigga and having a YouTube channel. And Polo, why you do that boy like that? That's like going outside and watching a grown man just beat up a kid.
Facts.
I don't want no smoke with you ever. I say that. I don't want none, nigga.
Shout out
you,
Polo, Mr. Suburbs.
Nigga, you is the fucking truth. You is the fucking truth. Also, shout out to my boy. I'm in the building. Yo, yo.
Love I'm in dude. The building. What up, though?
No, I'm saying the wave already know. The wave already know, man. And, nigga, we just had to talk about this, nigga.
Facts.
This is some off the record shit. Sorry, ladies and gentlemen, you would have to be members of the podcast to even get this exclusive footage.
Facts. We ain't editing this long ass shit. It's going straight on the pod, baby.
Straight on the pod. Straight on the pod. My goofy ass said footage. That's how I know I'm high. I'm smoking. I'm smoking this. I'm smoking some Gorilla Glue mixed with some.
Give them the cash up, bro. Donate for this game, man.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, hashtag donate for the game. Cash app is cash.app/hoodieman1789.
Thanks, bro.
I will repeat 1-800-CASH. APP/HODIE19. No, it's actually my bad. 1789. I fucked it up. I tried to hit the motherfucking operator boy. They got high as fuck. Ladies and gentlemen, we too real. But how do you wake up being this nigga and be comfortable in your own skin?
You're a duck. Battle Truth is OG, bro.
Oh yeah, I forgot we answered that real earlier.
A nigga that could, you know what I'm saying, fuck a 15-year-old at 21 and then turn around and tell niggas that their life is fucked up. You know what I mean? Like, if that's your backbone, if that's your OG, then you know anything's possible, bro.
Bro,
real shit.
This nigga here. I'm gonna say it like this. This nigga here. This nigga here. No.
It's fucked up.
No. This nigga here. Y'all don't gotta worry, ladies and gentlemen. This'll probably be all ass cast on this nigga.
Facts.
Cause we got way more important.
We emptied the clip on that nigga, gave him the Izzy dead kick and everything.
Oh yeah, then I grabbed some acid and then just threw it on him. It ain't the one that gonna kill him, it's just gonna scar him. Because I feel like if he gets scarred, he probably won't do bitches like that. And I think it's because of his childhood being fucked up, he do women like that. I think a woman or his mother, whoever was the authoritative figure in his life that had a vagina, muscle was really cruel or hard to him. And he put that out on every single female he talks to. And it's not by being mean to them, it's by faking love, which is crueler. Because he felt he got that from that same female authoritative figure. Because her love might have been ruthless. It could have been, hey, go to your fucking room. But always fed him, took care of him, rarely whooped his ass. It was just her life was hard. So she really like tried her best not to take it out on him, but she did it 80% of the time. Some people have conditions where they can't control that. You feel me? And he might have been in that situation with a woman like that. Or might have been touched sexually. You never know. But my thing is, when you treat women like that, then put them in spots like that, you hate women.
Damn. That's a bar.
You hate women. You have to hate women.
That is a bar.
What has a woman done to you to make you feel like, man, bro, I'm about to play the fuck out this bitch, and all she do is look out for you. Only time that should ever kick in with a nigga is marriage, because neither one of y'all is going to want to go to the court and admit adultery unless you a nigga that's super papered up and she just ready for a way out. But if she actually does love you, she'll play your little stupid game. And it didn't make sense. But for a bitch that you just met and you fucking, I don't care if y'all been together 10 to 15 years, y'all just fucking.
Facts.
But at the end of the day, to put a motherfucking, oh my gosh, like I feel so sorry for that bitch. To put that on somebody like is crazy. And it's not like bitches go through it, niggas go through it too. That's like when after you fuck a bitch and the bitch be like, so is we dating? Like for real?
Yeah.
Bitch, you know I came over here. Yeah, but what am I going to tell my girlfriend? The truth? The fuck? Like, motherfuckers don't want to hear that real spit, but that's what it's about.
Thanks.
He's not doing that. So I just wanted to let that be known on our way out. You have a take? Let me know if you got a take, Wade,
bro. Oh, no. I'm good, bro. You emptied the clip on that one.
Okay, well. Y'all already know I'm the hoodie man. He is
President Waveberg Slim, Commander in Chief.
Y'all already know what it is. Love,
peace, and chicken grease. Oh, Wave Gang, nigga.
Wave Gang, motherfucker. Dynamic duo. Donate to the fucking Cash App.
Thanks.